It's 25 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Friday morning, and the lovely Lindy Ilms is in the house to talk about animal rescue in the Greater Ballito region in general, and in particular about a fundraiser that's coming up. Welcome to you.
Morning, Dave. Thank you. Morning, everyone.
So, we're going to be raising money for animal rescue. How's this going to happen?
So, Dave, we approached...
Beechwood.
Yes, Beechwood Hotel, and they are going to do a quiz evening for us on the 4th of March, which is a Tuesday evening, and it will be hosted by Mark Blue from Speed Quizzing. So it's a digital quiz evening, no pen and paper, it's all on the screen and on your phone. It's great fun.
Okay, so this is going to be happening at Beechwood, which I think most Ballito folk are familiar with. It's down on Compensation Beach Road, very close to the coastline on the main drag. And this is going to raise money for animal rescue. Is a thing that we've had a few conversations around the subject, but I think it's becoming more and more urgent as the wild environment becomes encroached upon. And I'm not suggesting that it wasn't encroached upon before development took place, because clearly the micro biomes that existed where specialized creatures used to live are long gone due to the monoculture of sugarcane farming that stripped out almost everything. But there were always patches, and there were always areas where creatures managed to hang on. And of late, those patches have come under huge pressure, and creatures great and small are now finding themselves in dire straits. And often you come across something that is disturbing to you, and you wonder how you can help. Well, that's what Lindy does. So tell us a little bit about your work.
So, Dave, yes, I think also because we don't charge a call-out fee, people are more inclined to call in an injury if something is seen, and now they have somewhere to go. Because before, you would see maybe an injured animal and there would be no backup on what to do and who to go to, whereas now you do have someone and people are calling them in more maybe. But again, also being encroached on, and the animals are moving into a smaller circle as well.
Yeah. I mean, we live in a strange society where some people are actually trying to hunt these creatures because they're hungry and you know, small dike, etc., form part of a diet, if you like, of bush meat. That trade is a terrible thing. Mm. But if you're desperate, that's what happens. So you've got folk on the fringes that are trying to hunt and snare and creating terrible injuries in many cases. And then you've got people that come across them that are absolutely wanting to help because their circumstances are different and they don't need to eat that creature. They want to save it, and they want to save the planet. And that's where it's so hard to do anything good unless you are expert in the field, because it's not easy to get involved with a wild creature. They are frightened. They are going to probably lash out when you try and help. Maybe bite. Might be rabid. Who knows? I mean, there's all these risks, but you know.
Yes, David, and also just through experience, just gaining experience on how to handle wild animals and what to do. As I said before, we've done quite a few courses in wildlife rescue, so we know what the protocols are for rescuing the different species.
Okay. One species in particular that creates a lot of controversy are the monkeys, or is the monkey species. The vervet monkeys in KZN are, to me, they're one of the most charming additions to the neighborhood. The monkey troops that I've come to know our local troops very well. I recognize many of them individually, and they certainly recognize me because they see me as a soft touch. I'm not. I'm a responsible citizen, but I do like them, and they feel safe. It's funny. There are people that monkeys feel safe with. There are several in our area. And then there are others that they have learnt are absolutely not monkey people, and that's, you know, that's your right if you're not one of those. But the sadness is that some of those non-monkey folk are very happy to inflict harm, and that is unacceptable. Absolutely. It's illegal as well to
absolutely, yes it is. And what I always say is go and sit with the troops, go and observe them, just watch their behavior, and just learn to love them, because they're magnificent creatures. They are such amazing animals, and so intelligent. But just to educate yourself and just look how they live, and the bonding that they have, the family bonding that they have with each other, it's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, look, they are wild creatures, and the law of the jungle applies. So sometimes you see most antisocial behavior from the monkeys. They hammer each other, and that's the way they keep order between them and the various troops. And it's that also inflicts terrible injuries sometimes, which luckily Lindy and her team are able to respond to. It causes distress to the folk that find that sort of situation on their doorstep, and they don't know how to respond. So how do people get hold of you?
So, Dave, just my phone number, they can just contact me, and if I can't be available, I'll get somebody else out onto it quickly. Mm. I'm normally in the area, so normally within a couple of minutes I can get there.
So if you want to know what that number is, just go onto our website, find The Morning Show, take a look at the podcast, because this will be up as a podcast shortly, and all the information will be there. Just a reminder as well that there is a fundraiser coming up very shortly. Give us a reminder when and where.
So it's on the 4th of March. It's a Tuesday evening, and that's at Beechwood Hotel.
And what is the cost?
It's 50 Rand entry, so it's basically just, we hoping to get 100 people in, and we'll have prizes. There'll be a lucky, not a lucky draw, but we'll have some giveaways and some prizes as well.
And the wonderful thing about that is, that we were talking yesterday with Yael Geffen from Sotheby's about the pandemic of loneliness. Loneliness is a huge problem in our society, and it's not just here, it's all over the world. We have become isolated due to social media and other pressures. We just don't go out, we don't mix, we don't mingle, and we are isolated and terribly lonely. Most people that feel the desperation, I suppose, of human contact. This is an opportunity to get out and meet people. How you go? $50, you're doing a great thing for wildlife conservation. And you're going to have a wonderful time mixing with like-minded folk in a kind of pursuit that is not going to be threatening in any way. You're going to have fun.
Absolutely, Mark. And Dave, sorry.
That's fine. You can call me anything you like.
So a lot of people do go, single people go, because you don't have to have a partner. You can just arrive and join the table.
So. And that's the joy. You know, there are these opportunities. It's not always lekker to go out on your own and, you know, feel like that. But in a safe environment like this, doing it for a good cause with good people around you, what a wonderful way to meet people, to build your social circle, and to do something good for the creatures that, well, Lindy and her team are angels on earth among us, looking after creatures great and small. Animal rescue is a big, big thing, and Lindy and her team do it marvelously. So thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Dave.
And we look forward to seeing you again next week for more, for an update on what's happening. And we'll see you at the quiz night as well, although I'm not particularly good with general knowledge these days.
You'll have to bring your wife.
Yes, there we go. Thank you for that. My very special guest, Lindy Elms, and that'll be up as a podcast real soon. You're on the morning.